Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM KPFK, radio powered by the people. 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, and worldwide on the web at www.kpfk.org. Peace!
Cue the conga playing penguins.
Live at you.
For real.
Oh, yeah.
The program is about to begin.
Radio.
For the people.
Here we go. Come on.
The Mojo Hour of Power.
Radio.
We live
for the people.
Yeah, man, wouldn't be the first time I owed somebody money, god dang it. This is Jeff Keller, the Poacher of Power, KPFK, 90.7 FM, on a Friday at 3 o'clock with Lalo.
What's happening, Jeffrey? Can you hear me okay? I got a new microphone.
Dang, that sounds marvelous. I can hear you chewing. That's how good it is.
It's called late lunch.
I heard that. You know, today we're going to have some ticket giveaways, just so you know.
That's right. We got some great shows, and especially the show tonight at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the show at the Blue Note with ¿cómo se llama? Cy Smith. I'm like Cy Smith. Yeah, it's that simple. Cy Smith with special guest T.J. Wilkins. But the Hollywood Bowl. That's going to be fire tonight, man. As the kids say.
And we have even more tickets than that.
What?
We got Mavis Staples.
Are you kidding?
We're going to have one pair to give. I'll talk about that later.
And man, they closed the Staples by my house. But that's a whole nother story.
And then later on, we'll have some for this other group, Cassiopeia. Yeah, so we'll be giving away
tickets. I can't spell that, but I can barely say it.
Oh, me too. and so we'll have four for that. And then, of course, we'll talk about Stanley Clark and friend. He has a benefit coming out. So we got some stuff to talk about later on.
All right, Jeffrey. And we also have Patricia Guadalupe joining us from Washington, D.C., our correspondent in D.C., give her a Pulitzer already for having to cover all this ridiculous stuff. Also, Russell Contreras will be joining us from Axios. And Axios is coming back to L.A. in September. So maybe he'll cover that. And hosted by the man himself, Russell Contreras.
All right.
Do you have a special friend that's coming?
Yeah, I got a guy that's gonna be. He's running a little late, but we're shooting an hour special tonight and on Sunday
in the theater.
So when he gets here, we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! All right. Well, it's really hot out there, and I think the only way to cool off is by striking up the band.
Band.
Patricia Guadalupe, Poacher correspondent from Washington, D.C. Hail to Patricia, she comes to spread the cheese. She comes with all the gossip, she's here to spill the tea.
Hello.
Yes.
I appreciate that comment about the Pulitzer. Yeah, I need it, man. You know?
If they ever give out Pulitzers for radio.
Yeah.
We'll be in line for that.
I'm hoping. I mean, they're giving them out in for Spanish language stuff. So, you know. Yeah. Wow. Well, so there's a little bit of progress there. So we can only hope. But I know you got a lot of fun stuff going on today. And of course, the fun continues here with this weekend. There is some ridiculous NASCAR type of race in downtown D.C., where already they've got a bunch of streets closed because they're going to be racing around Pennsylvania Avenue, which is the main avenue right by the White House, and Constitution Avenue and Independence Avenue, which are the other main avenues here. And it is a mess of National Guard folks, road closures, and a lot of people who look like they're NASCAR fans, you know.
What you talking about there, girl? Which gonna be the greatest show in D.C. you ever got dang gonna say? I'll tell you that right now. Believe that. Yes.
Is this another Trump fair type thing, or what is it?
Well, you know, he definitely supports it. I mean, the mayor in D.C. is basically saying, well, this will bring in a lot of tourist money. So, but it is an unbelievable type of mess down there, because the Library of Congress annual book festival is also going to be around the same time in the convention center. And they're already, you know, pulling their hair out, trying to figure out how to get everybody over there, because thousands and thousands of people go to that every year. It's covered by C-SPAN, and the whole part of downtown looks like a war zone right now because of all of the National Guard that are blocking off the streets and police cars and. And then you have Trump saying, yeah, this is going to be great. It's going to be the greatest thing ever, like he always says, at the same time that he has, a new low in approval rating, 30%. The numbers just came out, 30% approval wow. rating. So I'm wondering who this 30% is of people out there. They're out there.
People that haven't seen the news in quite a while.
I'm thinking that, too. And at the same time, the U.S. debt is breaking a record. It's now at $40 trillion, with a T, $40 trillion, while we have a war that has been going on that with Iran that nobody wanted, but is costing an arm and a leg. And, several lives and many injuries and no end in sight, because now there's a new controversy, speaking about the military, where there is a U.S. Aircraft carrier that has been under construction for a few years now that is proposed to be named after the first Black American to receive the Navy Cross. His name was Doris Miller.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I know where this is going.
Here we go. And you know it. He was, if you remember anything about Pearl Harbor, he was the cook on the ship USS West Virginia that was attacked by the Japanese. And he went, when they did battle stations, the call to battle stations, he ran up to where one of the machine guns was and shot down two planes. Considered a World War II hero, he ended up being killed in action in 1943. There's a ton of schools named after him in Texas and California, housing complexes, Veterans Hospital, many, many things. This particular ship or boat, like the Navy likes to call it, the proposal to name it the USS Doris Miller was done in 2020, which was coincidentally, you know, the first Trump administration. And it would be the first aircraft carrier named after a Black American, believe it or not, the first aircraft carrier named after an enlisted person. And now the proposal is to change it from USS Doris Miller, and I kid you not about this now, USS Donald J. Trump. It is causing a huge commotion, as you can imagine. Miller's family, including his great grand nephew, were on TV on the news earlier today and yesterday, saying they didn't even know about the renaming or the change in the name until they saw it on TV, and they said, you know, WTF, what is going on here? And now they're asking several members of Congress to get involved in stopping this from happening, because this would be the first time that any kind of military boat, ship, aircraft carrier, you know, whatever you want to call them, is named after somebody who's alive, and the first time that it's named after someone that people consider to be a draft dodger.
Now, I think we should get Popeye on to comment on this, or somebody, because isn't it bad luck to rename a ship? Or I mean, sailors got a lot of superstitions.
Yeah, I
heard that one.
Yeah, it's considered really bad luck to change the name of any kind of boat, any kind of aircraft, whether it's in the air, in the water, underwater, especially military equipment. A lot of sailors and Marines are very superstitious about that kind of thing. And, you know, not only is that because of the superstition, but people are wondering, you know, well, maybe not wondering, but just thinking, you know, what the hell prompted this? Because the proposal to name it after Doris Miller was done during the first Trump administration.
Yeah.
And the Navy approved it and everything was fine. But, you know, you remember you have a defense secretary who doesn't care about those kinds of things. And of course, you have the members of the Congressional Black Caucus up in arms about it because, you know, for very obvious reasons. Yeah. And then to name it after somebody who's still alive, who never served on top of that.
Yeah.
Is incredible. So it's causing a lot of commotion, and you're this is not going to be the only time that they're going to be talking about it, because right now Congress is still sort of out. They're not really coming back fully until after Labor Day.
And it's really bad luck to put Trump on anything, because it will fail, right?
Well, you know, people are saying maybe name it USS Bone Spurs. You know, that might help.
Well, you know, he woke up one night and said, "Oh, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I want to be named after a ship." And somebody said, "That's a great idea."
Well, you know, he's basically trying to do everything to put his name on everything, because even though a judge said that he needed to take his name off of the Kennedy Center, the Kennedy Center board, which is composed of all of these Trumpies, are trying to say that they're going to put his name on their renovations.
Renovated by
Donald J. Trump, who apparently became an architect overnight.
He
does, you know,
have the instinct of a New York
City. It's just insane, you know. So that particular thing, and then sticking with the military for a second here, the reports about sexual assault and harassment in the military that the Defense Department has done every single year. They stopped it 3 years ago, and this year they're not going to do it anymore. Or this will be the third year in a row that there are no reports on sexual harassment or assault in the military. Because the defense secretary just doesn't want any of that kind of information in there. And, you know, and going back to the whole deal with Doris Miller, about 30% of the military is persons of color. Majority of them are enlisted African Americans. So the fact that when they've came out with this proposal to name it after an enlisted person, the numbers of in recruitment and retainment actually went up. And so this is another one of these, okay, what are we trying to do here by not recognizing somebody who was basically a war hero and telling members of the minorities in the military, we just don't care about you. And you know, but you have a president who just doesn't give a damn because, and there, he's now enabled by a Congress that is not doing anything. They're basically missing in action. And you have a Supreme Court, the Supreme Court justice, for instance, today, Roberts ruled that construction on the ballroom can continue while the Supreme Court considers whether Trump can actually do it, which is a very strange ruling. I'm going to let you continue to do something until I decide whether you can continue to do something. The way that the Supreme Court has done it is kind of very weird legal terminology here, where they're saying we just need a little bit more time to decide whether Trump has the authority as the executive, as the person in the executive branch, to do whatever he wants in the White House, while opponents are saying no, he doesn't. But the Supreme Court, being majority conservative and siding for the most part on many things with Trump, is saying, well, he can go. They can go ahead and continue with construction of the ballroom at the White House until we decide whether he can continue. So it's every day is something strange and crazy going on here.
Well, you know, with the IndyCar race too. Let's not forget that they gave Melania like $2 million for her Fostering and Future initiative, and that was Fox Corporation and the IndyCar. So, you know, it costs to come to D.C. He's not going to let you do it for free.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, if anybody thinks that the Trump family is not taking advantage of his position, they're basically living under a rock. These people have been grifting since day one, and they've been enriching themselves since day one over and over again with all of these nefarious kinds of relationships and corporations and sometimes media organizations and law firms caving into them and saying, oh, well, you know, if we give you several million dollars, maybe you're going to leave us alone. And that's the thinking of a lot of these folks that do business with the White House, because while you have a country that is $40 trillion in debt, with high gas prices, high grocery prices, Walmart today was saying, you know, we're looking at losses here, which is really wild for a company like Walmart to say that, because looking at how Walmart operates, that they're basically like the bellwether, where many years ago, how GM goes, the country goes. And these days it's out how Walmart goes, the country goes. And so if Walmart is experiencing this, then you can see that people are still dealing with high gas prices and high grocery prices, and a White House that basically just doesn't give a damn about that.
Well, we know this, and for these physical conservatives, Republicans, know this, that Trump is responsible for $11.6 trillion of deficit. So, you know, I don't want to hear them talk about, well, we care about the deficit and, you know, about money. No, you don't care, because if you did,
it's growing every day, too.
But I'm just saying, he's responsible. One man is responsible for $11.6 trillion of the deficit. That is crazy.
Well, yeah, and it's not coming out of his pocket. I mean, he still owes bills to contractors in New York City when he was living there, you know. Everyone is going to get stuck with the bill when he leaves. And he's just basically been allowed or enabled by a missing in action Congress. Their checks and balances are non-existent.
That's what he's most successful at, is dodging bills. That's what he's been doing his whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, we can joke about it and stuff, but at the same time, this is affecting a lot of people. And for
he's going to run out of the building and leave us with the check. Like a hog and jogger or a dine and dasher.
Well, because of him, and nobody doing anything, that's why these young kids created the Democratic Socialist Party, because they're tired of this.
That's exactly right. And you see, there were several midterm, primaries this week. And while some of the so-called, you know, Democratic Socialists didn't all win, the progressives certainly did. They kicked out a couple of incumbents in some cases, and you're going to see more and more of that. Like you said, that there are a lot of people, especially the 18 to 25 year old crowd, or I would say the 18 to 30 year old crowd, that is like, you know, we're fed up. We're not going to continue to do this. And you're seeing a lot of Republicans. I mean, you have a progressive who won the Senate the nomination for the Democratic Party in Florida,
yep,
who comes from the Jacksonville area, certainly not a pretty conservative part of Florida. She may not win that Senate seat, but she's certainly going to give them a run for the money in there. And the fact that she's on the ticket along with a former Republican, David Jolly, who won the Democratic nomination for governor of Florida, people are going to start to look at Florida again and saying, well, maybe they're not going to be red after all. Who knows? You're seeing a lot of these Republicans and even some of the corporate Democrats, or what people like to call moderate Democrats, going down in flames in some of these primaries because people are just fed up that nobody's doing anything about the issues and not standing for the excuse that a lot of Democrats say, well, we're not in charge, so we can't do anything. You know,
it's crazy.
Mom Donnie is making everybody look bad, man, and it's good. I'm here for it.
And the candidate in Michigan for the Senate, Abdul El Sayed, you know,
he's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's like all of these people are you know, who are running and are extremely qualified to the point that they're overqualified. They're giving all of these folks a big run for their money. I mean, you have even in South Carolina some of the people looking at what is most definitely a Nepo hire, the sister of Lindsey Graham, the late senator, running in the primary to fill his seat again, sounding like a complete dingbat during the debate for not knowing. Well, I don't really pay too much attention to national defense and foreign affairs, but you know, people in South Carolina, they like me. You know, I mean, come on, you can't be running like that,
ma'am. This is not a Wendy's. This is the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to Chick-fil-A with this, okay?
Well, Patricia, we've got to get going. We've got a big musical thing coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we're so happy that you joined us this week on the Pocho Hour Power. And is it hell of hot over there? Because it's so hot in L.A. right now.
You know, it was hella hot for a few days, and now it's actually not bad. It's in the low 80s with very low humidity.
Oh, so that's the worst, the humidity part. So good.
Yeah, so far, so good, but it'll probably, you know, I'll send some of that low humidity over your way.
Thank you. Send some humility, too.
Yeah.
We are low on that. Thank you, Patricia Guadalupe. We'll talk to you next week on the Pocho Hour of Power.
Most definitely.
All right. Thank you. Hey, coming up next, we've got all the way from New Mexico, our man from Axios, Russell Contreras. And I think let's just go right to the theme because this is all about music.
It's Russell Contreras from Answers Latino. It's Russell Contreras from Answers Latino.
All right, Russell Contreras, what's up? Welcome back to the Pocho Hour of Power, brother.
Pochis and Pochexes, good to be with all of you guys here from the great state of New Mexico. Just actually driving through the Santa Ana Pueblo Reservation as I head back to a softball practice. So I'm looking at open land and a casino, and I'm thinking about dropping a few bucks there to see what my what my chances are.
Feeling lucky, huh?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it right here, right before football season. And right, you know, just last Friday, as I talked to you when I was in Atlanta, we got a curious notice from the FBI. They dropped the latest crime stats from 2025. Usually when you drop something on a Friday afternoon, it's called a Friday news dump, where you're going to get the news out and you don't want the news to get a lot of traction. But this was good news out of the federal government. Crime across the United States in 2025, final numbers show that crime was down to historic levels. The murder rate actually declined so fast. We haven't seen such a decline since the FBI started keeping records in 1937. So it's a 90-year low for the homicide rate. And all the rates across, from robbery to rape and to assault, all down across historic numbers. Of course,
you know why.
Oh, yeah, the Trump administration said it was because he sent the National Guard into Memphis and D.C., and he's been in tough on crime. But you know what?
No. When you can't afford gasoline, you can't afford to go drive somewhere and shoot somebody. You got to be like, damn. If I had $20 more to get some gas, boy, you'd be done.
Yeah. You need an electric car to murder people now.
You can't. And honestly, you can't afford bullets.
Exactly.
Bullets are too expensive. Bullets cost money, right?
That's the old Chris Rock joke there, yeah.
But you know, honestly, after we did the story, the Trump administration actually shared my story and sent it out and said, what a great, you know, piece of reporting here. He's sent out other stories, put me on the naughty list during Christmas time. But he did take a victory lap. But to be fair, the drop started in 2022 in the second half during the Biden administration. It's been going down ever since. And because we had such a spike during COVID, it was going to go down. Right. There are many theories about why it went down, and we'll have a story this weekend looking into that. And did you know, a lot of theories going on. You mentioned gas prices. That's definitely one. But also alcohol. People are drinking less. When you drink less, you're drinking less. Gen Z is not drinking alcohol as much as everybody else. And fun fact, bars are seeing this, and they're starting to target Gen X because we're still drinking.
That's what we do.
I was going to say, update, I'm still drinking. Right.
Well, yeah, Gen Z is making less and less poor decisions.
But they're vaping instead. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
That's not a good decision.
Yeah, they vape instead.
And when you know what the bars are doing, Jeff? They're actually targeting Gen X, and so they're having happy hour and dance parties from 5 to 7 and closing down at 10 because, you know, by that time we're tired. So the bars are actually closing early when they're targeting Gen Z or Gen X because we don't stay out late. So that's what's happening. Not only that, you know, the other factor is that why crime is going down and what some theories are saying, we're getting older. The country is they're having less young people.
So they're saying the old people the one that was committing the crimes?
They don't have that criminal energy anymore.
I've noticed I've been criming a whole lot less.
If it wasn't 10 o'clock, man, I'll tell you right now, I'll come over there.
My criminal energy used to be so high when I was younger.
And I'm going to gum you to death, boy.
It's too early to come over there and shoot your ass.
Yeah, now just to shoplift some insure and just get, I'd rather stay home and take a nap.
Exactly. When Lyle and I were in our 20s and we're just hanging out at Dana Point, we were carjacking people. Now we're too old. Right? We're just hanging out.
If I had this diabetes, man, you'd be in trouble. I'll tell you that right now.
And another factor that's going on, and this is another factor with clinical study, clinical proven facts, is that people are on Ozempic and GLP-1s. The impulses, it takes away the impulse, not only to go to the fridge, but to pull out your gun and shoot your neighbor. So we're getting thinner, we're getting sober, and we're getting older. Crime's going down.
Wow.
So wait,
thanks, Ozempic.
Are you saying this is a good thing, Russell, or what are you trying? Where are you going with this?
Well, if you're vegan too,
split on this.
If I'm going to East LA or if I'm going to Ball Heights, and yeah, I see a lowrider show, and they're all people my age, it's kind of cool, and I'm not worried about getting shot,
right.
But it doesn't have the same energy. You know what I'm saying?
I
like a good cholo energy.
Come on.
I bump into a cholo and he wants to
You're saying that
fight.
The element of danger is gone?
Come on, man.
That just takes the thrill out of the experience.
It does.
It does. You know, and now bumping into a cholo, we exchange words. And then we hug it out. Oh, it's all cool, bro.
Were you from Holmes? Come on.
Now the worst you can hope for is to get elbowed on the dance floor by a cholo who's swinging his elbows too wide.
And then we're like, you want to fight? Just wait till 10 o'clock. But after 10 o'clock, we're in an Uber falling asleep.
Let me take a nap, and then when I wake up, you in trouble.
Exactly. Well,
instead of a drive by the other day, I just yelled at an Uber.
Yeah, and it was a sleep by. I drove it and I fell asleep right when he was passing by. Sleep by. Oh, coming up, though, on Axios next week, where you talked a little about the Democratic Socialist Party. We're looking at black voters. Did you know, Jeff, that some of the DSA is not penetrating older black voters? It's not. Older black voters, if you look at the numbers, Cori Bush lost, and El Said won in Michigan, but he lost almost all the majority black districts in Detroit.
Yeah.
However, young black voters don't mind the consideration, looking at the policies. We're looking at the story. Interesting fact that when you bring up the word socialism, older black voters shun that label.
Yeah.
But when you talk about the policies, they're open to it. So if you go into election, Republicans are successful to say this person's a socialist, black voters may take a second look and say, I'm not there, because they grew up at the time of the Cold War. Young black voters don't care. They don't see the same thing. They did not grow in the Cold War, so they don't have the same.
This sounds like a marketing issue, Russell.
Yeah.
It does. But to also be fair, on the front of the Socialist Workers Party, DSA, or DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, they're also majority white organizations. So a lot of the organizations that run the group are white. And so young black voters and older black voters will say, oh, well, are you speaking to my issues? Your membership doesn't reflect it. And only that, a lot of the memberships are middle class. You don't have like a working class. This is not the Eugene Debs Socialist Party. This is more of a middle class group. That may be a problem for black voters later. And can they relate to our concerns?
Yeah, that is a problem for democracy, for sure, Russell. Hey, thank you for joining us on the Pocho Hour Power. How can people check out more Axios stuff?
Go to axios.com/newsletters. We can get Mike Allen's newsletter to your email every morning. And Axios is coming back to Los Angeles September 30th.
Woo!
In the City of Angels, right there, maybe Hollywood. We're going to send more details coming up. Lalo Alcaraz will be there, so will I. And so we'll be getting our drink on and starting fights if we have the energy.
You'd be dreaming about whipping somebody's tail. That's it.
Falling asleep in the Ubers, which is
exactly. Yeah. Especially if I start.
That's a crime.
If I get on,
by the way.
If I get on Ozempic, then we're really going to be chilling. Right? But I haven't decided yet.
All right, Russell Contreras with Axios. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's release him back under his supervised probation, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right. He sounds pretty active there, right?
No, he ain't on Ozempic.
He sounds motivated. But before we go to a break, I would like to say that support for the Pocho Hour Power is brought to you in part by the L.A. Phil and the Hollywood Bowl, presenting Celebrating Gustavo at the Bowl. That is tonight. Gustavo's Fiestas tonight, 8 p.m. at the Bowl. Further information is available at HollywoodBowl.com and also KPFK.org. But let's go to a short break and come back with some música.
Don't you ever be sad. Support comes from the Festival of Tabla, returning for 2 days of Indian classical music and dance on Saturday, August 22nd, and Sunday, August 23rd, at the Soka University Performing Arts Center in Aliso Viejo. Global virtuosos will present immersive workshops exploring ancient rhythmic traditions, world dance, and more. For further information and tickets, visit festivaloftabla.com and kpfk.org.
Hey, this is Lila Downs. You're on KPFK. You're listening to the Pocho Hour of Power.
If I can remember it.
Cuando me vine de mi tierra El Salvador, con intención de llegar a Estados Unidos, sabía que necesitaría más que valor, sabía que a lo mejor quedaba en el camino. Son tres fronteras las que tuve que cruzar, por tres países.
¡Órale! We are back. It's KPFK.
We back?
Yes, Pocho Hour Power. And what do we have going on?
I don't
what
know.
We
I'm dancing on? Right now. I'm too busy.
I've never seen you do the quebradita dance with such vigor and enthusiasm. But we got to announce. What's our announcement, man? We got City Pop Waves right happening. Tell us about it, Lalo.
We've got celebrating Gustavo at the Bowl tonight. It's Gustavo's fiesta. It's Gustavo Dudamel is leaving LA, and they're throwing a big fiesta for him tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. And we've got a pair of tickets, but hold on to your chonies. Don't call in yet. We're going to really cover this event, and Lila Downs is going to be performing. We've got, as you heard, they're giving the great plug for us. We've got Sylvia Perez Cruz. We've got the LA Philharmonic there.
What?
With Gustavo conducting. We've got Vilma Diaz y la Sonora, lo mejor de la cumbia colombiana.
I'm glad you read that, not me.
I know. I almost couldn't. The Ozempic has hit me. We've also got Los Panchos, who we've had on the Pocho Hour Power, playing trio music, the classic Mexican trio. And we got Mariachi Reina de Los Angeles. And of course, as you heard on coming in, Los Tigres del Norte, man, that's like, that's an amazing, incredible show. That's happening tonight at the Hollywood Bowl at 8 o'clock, and the KCRW's DJ Wildflower is going to do a DJ set at the beginning while you're buying your wine and getting your delicious food. You can listen to Wildflower spinning the beats, and it's going to be an amazing time will have be had by all. And I love, man, I just would be cool with hearing more Tigres, but hey, whatever Oz has on deck, I would love to hear some more music from some of the artists tonight at celebrating Gustavo at the Bowl.
Come on, Oz, do it.
Oh, I need to have a beer right now, guys.
Intrépida, costosa, que quiero lo bueno.
Go ahead, Lila, sing your song, girl.
No sé lo que siento contigo, pero todo lo quiero contigo. Y te amo, lo puedo, no sé qué será. Sin eso, ¿qué tienes tú? ¿Qué?
You play that and they'll start drinking again. I'll tell you that right now.
Man, I remember being in a bar in El Paso and seeing a guy break down when his favorite song came on, and he was banging the bar and just really having a moment, and it was a privilege to witness.
It's a privilege. Oh, I saw my uncle break down to wasted days and wasted nights.
I think my dad did that once. Freddie Fender. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. It's tonight. It's the Gustavo's Fiesta. You know, Gustavo Dudamel. He has been the conductor of the LA Phil. He is leaving. He's going, I think, to, where's he going? Is he going to New York?
He's going to Axios. He's
going to Axios Latino Philharmonic. this is a send-off, a wonderful, Latin music send-off, as they call it. It's going to be amazing tonight. It's how many acts? There's so many acts on this that we can't keep track of them. But yes, Lila Downs, friend of the Pocho Hour Power.
Yes.
Been on once or twice. Gave a great interview to us on Day of the Dead. And she's an amazing singer and does covers Mexican folk music and of all kinds, and she's amazing. So we want to hear some more music. I do want to tell you there are some other before we try to give away this pair of tickets for tonight, and you could still get tickets at HollywoodBowl.com, I think, and also maybe show up. But I would check your best ticket sources so you don't get too scammed or anything. Tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, it's Gustavo's Fiesta.
Yes.
Whoa, Phil. Kill the wabbit.
I'm hunting wabbit. Yeah, man, that's how it's going down. I was waiting for some, how can I stop loving you when I know that is not true? I think that's the first impression I ever did as a kid, just to make my uncle mad.
Well, you have a lot of impressions available tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. It's going to be an amazing show. Where do you get this lineup except in L.A., man?
Come on,
it's like Gustavo Dudamel, the L.A. Philharmonic, and Los Tigres del Norte. That's wild, man. That is amazing. This is like going to the Grammys or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's tonight, 8 o'clock. We have a pair of tickets, and before we give those away, because we're going to string you along, we've got also Cy Smith with special guest TJ Wilkins at the Blue Note. Have you been to the Blue Note yet, Jeffrey?
Man, the Blue Note is around the corner from me, and let me just say, it's an amazing venue, a great place to see a concert. I mean, they've had some great concerts there, man.
Yeah, no, they have great artists there. We also have a pair of tickets for Cy Smith. I wonder if we have some Cy Smith music. I would love to hear some if there's any.
It's in the background right now. Let's go.
Is it? Let's hear it.
That's
you.
Yeah, woo! Man. That's hot,
man.
That's a groove right there.
Oh, yeah. I was bobbing my head, man. This is Cy Smith. She's the Emmy-nominated singer-songwriter. She's been dubbed by her peers as the Queen of Underground Soul. She's a leader of one of the indie soul movement. She's got 6 CDs, 3 EPs, a DVD, and she was on the Critics' Best of 2024 list with her hit record, Until We Meet Again. She's recorded with everyone. Whitney Houston, Sheila E., Pete Escobedo, and she's performed at the Trump Kennedy Center. I think it was the Kennedy Center at that time. And she is an amazing singer, and that is going to be tonight. Oh, boy, when is it? That is Monday, August 24th. That is Monday, August 24th at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 5 at the Blue Note, and we've got a pair of tickets for that. We also, TJ Wilkins is performing at that, and he was in 44 the Musical as Barack Obama.
What?
So come on, you gotta hear this guy's like a regular Wayne Brady, you know?
That's hilarious. And you know, we also have,
yes,
we have Mavis Staples at the Libby Bowl. Support for the Poach Hour Power comes in part from Libby Bowl in Ojai, presenting legendary gospel and soul vocalist Mavis Staples on Saturday, August 29th at 7 p.m. Mavis Staples has inspired generations through her music, from her years with the Staples Singers to her celebrated solo career. So, hey, one pair of tickets for Mavis Staples.
Whoa, when is that again?
That's the 29th, August 29th at 7 p.m. Nice.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You just got to call in if you know the number. And I do know the number. It's 818. I forgot.
That's a good one. Well, you know, KPF subscribers receive priority. So if you're not yet a subscriber, this is the perfect time to join the family that keeps independent listening powered radio alive.
That's why I forgot the number.
That's right. So it's 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735. You got so many options. I mean, it's crazy at the Poach Hour of Power today.
Call in and get a pair of tickets for tonight's Gustavo's Fiesta. See Los Tigres, see LA Phil, see them all on one stage. It's going to be amazing. Lila Downs, so many. La Sonora. Oh my God. Come on. And also Cy Smith on August 24th at the Blue Note with special guest TJ Wilkins at the Blue Note. Come on, we got a pair of tickets for those. Call in for those that show. And then we've got the Staples show. What is
Oh, you got Mavis Staples, man. Come on, I'll take you there.
I'm tongue tied with all this musical treasure that we have.
Yes.
And we got one more, Jeff.
You got one more?
Yeah, yeah. And I think I know what that is. Are you talking about City Pop Waves with Cassiopeia? Is that what you're talking about? At the Wheel Turn, which is coming up right now. City Pop Waves, man. We're talking about Cassiopeia, special live event. And this is an influential Japanese jazz-based band, jazz fusion band. Jazz, funk, rock, electronic music, laid down by guitarist Issei Nora. The doors open at 7 p.m. and it's going to start at 8, and that's going to be happening September 13th. We got 4 pairs of tickets. How many tickets do we have?
4 pair, man.
We got 4 pairs of tickets, and you only have to know the secret number, which is
818-985-5735. Option number 1.
Everybody's dialing right now. Nobody's listening to us, but they hear the number, and they go crazy, and they call in.
The lines are hot, so if you want to get in, you got to get in quick.
Everybody's calling but Joe Dallow.
Get in where you fit in. Get in where you fit in.
Aren't you, Joe? Aren't you in calling?
They're all busy. I can't get through.
Yeah, if you want to get...
Staples took it over.
Joe.
Hey, we do have one more show.
Dang, another show?
Can you believe it? That's too Jason... Many. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. And Jason Bonham is the son of John Bonham, the famed original drummer of the legendary rock band Led Zeppelin, and that is going to be at the Pacific Amphitheater. I can't even talk. I'm tongue-tied. August 22nd. Doors open at 6:45. We've got three pairs of tickets for that.
With so Jason Bonham of
Led Zeppelin DNA.
Yeah, not Led Bottom, but Led Zeppelin.
Look at man. Let's get it straight. We just turned into the G-Spot calendar somehow. I don't know how that happened.
How did G-Spot get us to do this? He is a master manipulator.
I'm not reading no more stuff. I'm done.
There's too much support stuff to read.
For the Pocho Hour of Power is provided by Gary Baca.
There you go.
Hey, it's Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. We've got three pairs of tickets for that. Pacific Amphitheater, August 22nd. That sounds like a rocking ass show. It's gonna really explode. So I'll go to that. I'm going to go to all the other ones too. Why not? In my mind. Because
we're old.
Yeah, we're old. We're too busy not criming. We got nothing to do.
We're dreaming of crime.
That's the Ozempic talking right now.
818-985-5735. Call in. These are the types of great free gifts sometimes that we have that are not tied to Fun Drive that we have here on the Pocho Hour of Power. So we want to give something back to everyone. The one pair of tickets to Gustavo Dudamel tonight, the Gustavo's Fiesta with Gustavo's Amigos, including Los Tigres, Del Norte, Lila Downs. That's tonight. Call in for that pair of tickets. We got this John Bonham's. We've got Mavis Staples. We got Cy Smith, the Blue Note. What's the other one? The Cassiopeia.
Cassiopeia.
Woo! Get down.
That's Japanese four tickets.
Etc. Yeah, right. Call in 818-955-7735. So, Jeffrey, take it away. Go catch Joe. He's running down the hall.
What's going on, Joe? Come back here, man. Oh,
what do you got going on, Mr. Joe Dallow?
First of all, at my age, we don't run anymore. There's no running. There's not even a skip or a hop. Tonight, we're going to be at the Theater 68 in Montclair, New Jersey.
Who's going to be at Theater 68?
There's this great show there. It's called Depends on Who You Ask, and it's these two marvelous comedians, classic comedians. One of them actually has his name up on the Comedy Store wall.
Come on now.
I don't want to say who, but he's a regular here. At the power of power.
Is it Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah. I have my name up on the wall, but they found it and sprayed over it. Well, we're doing a show. It's called Depend on Who You Ask. Me and Jeff decided we were tired of doing 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes. So we're doing a half-hour piece on this great stage out in North Hollywood at the Theater 68 tonight, 8:45.
Right, and Sunday at 3:45.
Yeah. It's just depends on
how can they get tickets, man?
Well, you can check out either my Instagram at Joe Dallow, Joe Dallow, and the link is in there. You could check out theater68.com, and you could just, call Jeff.
Yeah, go to mine. My mom's white. You go to my Instagram, my mom's white, and that'll come up. And, yeah. But it's going to be a great show, man. It's the first time that we both get to do a half hour. And
you're so different. I think that's what's fun.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons I wanted to do it was because Jeff is like talking about the pulse of everything right now. He's on top of it. And I'm not smart enough for that stuff. So I talk about my family. You know. So I say Jeff does intellectual stuff. I do stuff that's funny. No, wait a minute. That came out wrong.
Damn. I mean, goofy. Shots fired.
Goofy. No, seriously. Working with Jeff. If you've never seen Jeff live, listen. I'm just telling you, got to see him. If you loved Paul Mooney, if you loved Richard Pryor, you love Bill Hicks, Jeff is amazing. And again, this is the third time I'm supposed to.
I heard that Jeff parked all their cars.
Yes. Oh.
Hey.
Wait, you want to hear the best part?
Hey, wait, hold up. You ain't wrong.
No.
I know I'm not wrong.
But wait, you want to hear the best part? The day he got his signature, I was with him. We go up, we see it on the wall. We're all done. We're patting him on the back. He feels great. It was amazing. And as we're leaving, a comic is coming out of the driveway and he goes, hey, man, can you help me get out of this driveway? And Jeff steps in and started helping the guy park the car through the driveway. I was like, isn't that kind of ironic? Still parking cars.
How I started.
You can take the valet out of the parking lot, but you can't take the parking lot out of the valet.
I used to park all their cars at the car. Yep. That's how I started, man. Damon Wayans, all of them, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, and they're all missing their doobies from the ashtray.
Okay, I'm going to tell you one quick. I'll tell you one quick story. Damon had his car phone in his car, and he threw me the keys, being real rude to me. So I got on his car phone and was talking to this girl, right, for about 45 minutes. Right, about 2 weeks later, Damon's talking to another comedian, going, "Yeah, I got to sleep on the couch because my wife found this girl's phone number on the car phone." And I said, "Who would you talk to for 45 minutes?" He's like, "And I told her I don't know her." And I walked up to him and said, "Your keys, Mr. Wayans?" Don't tell nobody that story. I'll deny it.
Yeah, that story's secret between us and the listeners of the Poetry Hour Power.
I'll deny it. But yeah, tonight is going to be a great show. Come on out. Tickets are cheap, man. Yeah, just come
out. $10 at the door. Come out to the theater. Just come on out. We're almost sold out for tonight, and we have a lot of tickets left for Sunday. So come on. Support us. I don't know. I think it's going to be fun seeing two different versions of comedy.
Yeah, and Joe does a great job. Joe, he talks about his family and his wife. I mean, and he has some social commentary in his act. It's funny. It goes somewhere where you wouldn't think it would go. So you'll enjoy Joe, and you'll look at me, and you'll either be mad or happy.
Oh, man.
But you ain't going to be like, he okay.
Yeah. They let him say that stuff.
That's right.
They told him he could say that stuff.
This is why we didn't want them to go to school. Listen to him.
Hey, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
All the tickets are gone.
They're all gone?
All gone. Thank you, listeners, for listening and dialing KPFK. We want to give a shout-out to Teresa Anthony Gabriel Martinez. I don't know if that's one person or five, but the control booth just gave me that, but... Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Poetry Hour Power.
Yo, see,
enjoy your concerts.
And it pays to be a listener in at the Poetry Hour Power, because you never know what we're giving away.
It pays more than being a host.
You should. And if you're at home and you want tickets, you know what you should do? You should write the phone number down, because they don't do it here in the studio. Hey, so I'm just guessing. They might give you the wrong number.
Hey, they need to bring payola back. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. FCC. Well, I don't know who that guy was.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I'm old, so I don't commit crimes. I'm just saying.
Are you going to bless us with your karaoke outro song?
It's the preacher.
Sing it.
Which
sing
one? It. This one? Nobody's sitting better learning.
Here we go.
But the teacher. Evolution, revolution. I don't know something.
I've heard you now sing.
What?
I've watched you now dance.
I can't sing.
Oh, no, people are calling and giving back their tickets.
I asked my dad why we were drummers. He said, because we can't sing.
That's right. That's what we always say at the Poetry Hour Power. No refunds.
No refunds.
All right.
But we got to get out of here.
I would like to thank Joe Dallo. Thank you, Joe, for coming on. Patricia Guadalupe, Russell Contreras. I'd like to thank the L.A. Phil and the Hollywood Bowl. Thank you so much. I want to thank Maggie for hooking up all those great tickets, Maggie Lepique, who am I leaving up? Jeffrey Keller.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you, Lalo.
Oh, well, thank you. Esteban Zulf, thank you for finding a parking spot.
Simon.
That was tough today. And I want to thank Oz for doing our sound. Thank you so much, and playing all those Los Tigres hits. And also Gary Baca, the 5G producer of the Poetry Hour Power. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you next week.
We out.
Orale.
KPFK 90.7 FM presents an afternoon of community dialogue.
On Saturday, August 29th, labor organizer Chris Smalls will be in conversation with journalist Aaron Aubrey Kaplan, discussing the future of